Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, Pretoria CBD, all the lights out. The R80 Mabopane queuing into the hairpin bend very badly. The N1 south through the R21 is a mess. And northbound out of Joburg from Melrose Arch all the way past New Road is slow.
Social Development Minister Sisisi Dolashe has admitted that the Social Security Agency's grant systems are vulnerable to fraud. She was hauled before the Portfolio Committee on Social Development last month after two first-year students revealed widespread fraud and a lack of adequate security on SASSA's digital systems. She's now asking for more time for an in-depth probe into the matter. And then to Randfontein, the Rand West municipality has confirmed reports of a tornado that hit the town this afternoon. Strong winds caused extensive damage there to infrastructure. And according to the Swedish military, offshore wind farms in the Baltic Sea hinder the defense of Sweden and its allies, and it also impairs the military's ability to identify threats. The revelation comes after the Swedish government blocked the construction of 13 offshore wind farms in the Baltic on November the 4th and also stopped another few of them off the island of Gotland. I'm Marlene Fischer, back with you at 5.
Time for the sports report with Joe Mann, and it's brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team, win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
We start off with some cricket news. The opening day of the first test between South Africa and Sri Lanka was abandoned after heavy rain in the afternoon fell at Kingsmead in Durban earlier today. Sri Lanka won the toss and inserted the Proteas in conditions that were perfect for seam and swing bowling and reduced the home side to 80 for 4 when the drizzle forced the players off the field just 5 minutes before the lunch break, and then they never returned and play was officially called off at 3 p.m. Family and teammates paid tribute to the infectious Australian cricketer Philip Hughes earlier today, 10 years since he died after being struck by a ball on the neck while batting. And SA Rugby confirmed that the Springboks opponents for the home test in 2025, the world champions, are set to host matches against Italy, Georgia, Australia and Argentina. While the incoming test for the Rugby Championship matches have fixed dates as well, the venues and kickoff times will be announced at a later stage. And in football news, Pep Guardiola insisted today that he did not mean to make light of issues of self-harm after comments about a cut on his nose following Manchester City's Champions League collapse against Feyenoord yesterday. The City boss was spotted with scratches on his nose and his head after the 3-3 draw at the Etihad, which they blew a 3-0 lead after 75 minutes. And he was asked about it at a post-match press conference, and he went on to say that he was caught off guard and that the comment was in no way meant to cause light of a very serious issue of self-harm. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This Black Friday, Superbets is turning up the heat with cash prizes up to 30,000 Rand. Register at superbets.co.za, place a 50 Rand real money bet, and stand a chance to be one of 5 winners weekly and get a shot at the 5,000 Rand grand prize this Friday. The more you bet, the more chances you have to win. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling line is 0800 006 008.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
It's some kind of love, it's some kind of fire. I'm already up, but you lift me higher. You know I'm not wrong, you know I'm not lying. We do it better, yeah, we do it better, yeah.
I don't mind if the world spins faster, the music's louder, the waves get stronger.